This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. More than 99% of Colorado voters are using a mail ballot rather than voting in person for today's primary election. Ballots must be received by 7 tonight, and so far the wildfires are not impacting any voting locations. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The Secretary of State's office says Colorado has 437 drop boxes open and 137 vote centers. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says turnout is at about 19% of active voters, on par with previous midterm elections.
This has been a relatively quiet election. We're monitoring the fires that are threatening Mesa County and Lake County. So far, no action has had to take place there. There's been minor issues across the state. But overall, the election is going really well.
Colorado has key primaries at the congressional and state level on both sides of the aisle. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A pastor who runs a church in Greenwood Village is scheduled to be deported, and at least one member of the Colorado congressional delegation is now involved. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Edward Nawamba is a 78-year-old pastor originally from Uganda, although he has been in the United States for more than 25 years, immigrant advocates say. He's been detained for 9 months and is now frail and sickened. Senator John Hickenlooper visited the pastor over the weekend at the GEO detention facility in Aurora. Nawamba's attorneys have asked the Department of Homeland Security to pause his removal. His lawyers say he fears persecution and death back in Uganda, and he has received credible threats even recently. The pastor has no criminal history. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org. In the forecast today, hot, dry, and windy conditions continue. A red flag warning covers more than half of the state.